Okay, the boy said today's daf is daf ayin tes. We're holding the Mishnah on the bottom of ayin ches amud beis. And we're continuing to talk about hilchos roitzeach. Not our favorite topic, but we got into this because of the fact that we're now in the Elohein HaNeherogin. Those are those that unfortunately get the third of the four misois bezdin, which is hereg. Hereg is otherwise called in the Gemara sayef, which means a sword. And in the Torah it's referred to as cheref. The only one that it says the feirish in the Torah gets cheref are the anshei ir hanidachas, that they're supposed to be killed out lefi cheref. However, by Ritzeach we learn a drasha that echas shom, someone who killed, he is also gets hereg or cheref or sayef, which English means he's never, he gets decapitated. So our Mishnah tells us that not everybody who kills gets misa. It all depends on the circumstances. Dr. Mishnah. Niskavan harigasa behemah v'harigasa adam. A person went, took a revolver, and he wanted to go and shoot and kill a behemah. But a behemah being a behemah didn't just stand around. The behemah left, and by accident, unfortunately, he killed a person. Or, like the Kachom, he wanted to kill someone who's a goy, and a Kachom, v'harigas Yisrael, instead he killed the Yid. In the Nephilim, he wanted to go and kill a Nephil. We normally think of a Nephil as being a miscarried birth. And that's essentially what it's here too. But this miscarriage was of a live child. But the doctor said this child cannot possibly live. As you know, they didn't have modern medicine in the good old days. So if a child was born after 5 or 6 or 7 months, even though at that time the child was alive, but a child typically did not live for more than 30 days. That's why, for certain purposes, for instance, the Gabi Avelis, if a child passes away within the first 30 days, the parents don't sit Avelis because it was considered to be a Nephil and not a child. Anyway, so the person wanted to go and kill a Nephil, for Horegis Ben Chayoma, and said he went and killed a Ben Chayoma, a child that was already 31 days old and no longer a Nephil. And each one of these cases, he did not intend to kill an official Yid. It was intended killing the Behemah, the Kachovim, the Nephil. In all these cases, he is Potter from Misa. Okay, so from here, for the next couple of cases in the Mishnah, we're learning from Hilchos Ritzeach. The Torah says in the parasha that talks about Ritzeach and about the parasha of the person that goes into the Ari Miklat, the Torah used the expression Ze'im Be'evan Yod, or the Eitz Yod, and Rashi explains in Chumash, and Chazal tell us, what is the Evan Yod, the Eitz Yod? It's got to be that the Evan, or the Eitz, that he used, had the power to go in Chas Shalom, go and kill someone. In other words, it had to have Kidei Lahamis. The person goes and throws a pebble at somebody, and the other person dies just from fright, just, he saw the pebble, and the person never goes into cardiac arrest. You're not responsible for his murder. You're only responsible if you throw a boulder at him, which had the capacity and the ability to go and kill someone. He killed the other guy. So therefore, that's what our Mishnah talks about now. Niskaven lahakoisei almosnav. V'lohoye bokidei lahamisoi almosnav. Person took a baseball bat, and he wanted to go and hit the other person on his loins, on his waist. And even with such a zetz, that would not have been enough to go and kill the person, because the loins is a relatively strong part of the body. He might have crippled the person, he might have paralyzed the person, but he wouldn't cause the person to die. So it didn't have enough strength in that baseball bat, or in his own ability to swing the bat, to go to the Bahamas. However, he missed the Masnai, Bahol Chalu Aliboy. Unfortunately, the baseball bat went a little bit high, instead of getting him in the waist area, it got him Nebuch in the chest area. This baseball bat and the force with which he was swinging it, although it wasn't enough to go and kill him if he had hit the intended loins, but it was enough to kill him by hitting the unintended heart, because the heart area, the heart of course is much more delicate and much more fragile than the loins. And Umeis Nebuch, the person passed away, he is Potur. This kavan lakoisi aliboy, vayibak kedei lahamis aliboy. He intended really to go and kill him on his heart, and there was enough force to hit him on the heart. V'holchul almasa, but it didn't go on the heart. It went down below onto his masnaim, onto his loins. V'lohiyabak kedei lahamis almasa. And this heavy duty force with this baseball bat did not have enough koyach to go and kill him almasnaim. Umes, but he died anyway, from other causes, not from the impact, not from the hitting. Then he's potter. So Rashi tells us the key in this case is that you have to have both. Number one, miskaven lemakas misa, and number two, shiakenu makas misa. It's got to be that he's miskaven. He wants to go and give the person a deathly blow, and in fact, he gave him the deathly blow. And that's why in the first case, the person gave him taka deathly blow, but he didn't intend to go and kill him. Why? Because he wanted to do it al mustav and not on the levoy. In this second case, he wanted to do it on the levoy, and it was taki with miskaven, but lamaisa it went on the masnayim. So it's got to be both that his kavana was I want to kill the guy, and number two that the force that he's using is strong enough taka to kill. And if you only have one of those two ingredients, you are pot.
What in the Shabbos we have melechus machshavas eskinan. Why do we have that? I mean, why are we giving that patur here?
The din of Adamud La'olam only applies to Hezek, it doesn't apply to Reticha. That's number one. But number two, Legabe, this case over here, perhaps because of your question, Rashi says that the reason why the person is potter, because any hasra that you're going to go and give him and say, hey, mister, don't go and kill the fellow, will be hasra sofik. Why is hasra sofik? Because maybe it's not going to go on the heart, it's going to go on the masnai. It's going to go on the loins and not on the heart. Anyway, continuing on to the next case of the Mishnah. Third line from the top. Niskaven lahakris is a godl. He wanted to go and take the baseball bat and hit a godl. A godl means a bigger person. It doesn't have to be necessarily a person over bar mitzvah, under bar mitzvah. Just means a bigger person. And there was not enough koyach in his hitting. He took the baseball back and he was going to swing it and hit the gadol. But this type of swinging with this baseball bat against this gadol would not have been strong enough to go and kill the fellow. However, instead of hitting him, it hit a child. Because it was such a strong force, the gamma the gadol, it would not have caused him to die. It might have caused him to chvais to go to nafal lemishkat. He might have gone to the hospital, but he wouldn't have died as a result. But this cotton, who was of course not small. Of course, but in normally a cotton is smaller in status, in stature, in weight, etc., than the gadol. So therefore, it was strong enough chas v'shalom to go and kill the cotton. Umeis and taki never died. Right, he spotted. And you have to have the two ingredients, number one, the kavana to kill, and the lethal force to be able to kill. He didn't intend killing this cotton. And he didn't even intend killing the gadol, because the skam of the hakas is a gadol, v'loyoyah bakadei v'homis a gadol. This didn't have deadly force in it. It was a very, very heavy-duty force. The skam of the hakas is a gadol. He wanted to go achvayis, give the guy a real zet, but it wasn't enough kadei v'homis. So therefore, it didn't have the force to go and kill, and he wasn't the skamim to kill. Unfortunately, he killed his cotton. Right to his pot.
Would he be chayiv some type? But since he did do some damage, is he chayiv some type of nezek? I mean,
we're talking about that shortly.
Okay.
This guy on the hak is the cotton. He wanted to go and just hit the cotton. V'hoyibok kedei l'homis the cotton. And in fact, this baseball bat, the way he was swinging it, had enough koyach taka to go and kill the cotton. However, guess what happened? V'holchol al gadol by accident didn't hit the cotton. It hit the gadol. It didn't have enough strength to kill the gadol, so he gave him a zetz, and that zetz, afterwards when they did the autopsy. They did the autopsy. They said he was not killed as a result of the impact; rather, he was killed because of the fact that he had a condition with his liver, which was aggravated by this. But it wasn't that the assault was what that killed him. He was frightened, and he died because of he went into cardiac arrest. But it wasn't the hakor that killed him. Or mace, even though the guy died, potter. It's potter again. Why is it potter? Because even though he wanted to go and kill the cotton. By accident, it didn't hit the cotton, it hit the gadol. But it wasn't enough strength and force. And Rashi said you have to have two ingredients. If you look at the Rashi, second line from the top of the Rashi, at the end of the Rashi, and end of the line. Potter, the hard to be in, and you need two things. She miskaven lemakas misa. He had to have kavana. I want to kill. V'shiyakenu makas misa, and that in fact he should go and give him a hakah that has in it the ingredient or the strength, the ability to go and kill. T'mloy miskaven lemakas misa. Asra safiki dehisruboy al tizroik b'shemateilach halibat. So the point is, you always need to have these two ingredients in each one of these cases so far. If he had the kavana to kill, but it didn't have the force to go and kill, or if it had the force to kill, he wasn't miskaven to kill. Therefore, in these cases, he's all pat. Mendy, you wanted to ask something? Out of benefit?
Somebody been shot at, and he didn't die because of the shot. He had a heart attack because of the trauma.
Right.
So you're saying that he's not chayav?
I'm not saying that's what the Mishnah says. Mishnah says that if the bullet wound is the type that he would recover from, and that under normal circumstances the average individual gets such a bullet wound in his arm, in his leg, in his nose, in his toes, he would have survived. This person, however, did not survive because he was so frightened about what happened. He says, "Oy vey, I didn't expect this," and never that caused him to go into cardiac arrest and he died. He would be potter according to our Mishnah because it didn't have kidei lohamis. It has to have a makas misa. Avol. He wanted to go and hit him on his loins. And in fact, it had enough koyach to go and kill him on his loins. Instead of going the loins, it went on his heart. And that certainly had enough koyach because the heart is considered to be more delicate than the masnai. So therefore, if it had enough force and he was miskaven to go and kill him, and he was miskaven on the masnai, but it went instead on the leiv, that makes no difference. The point is, he wanted to kill Reuven. He wanted to kill him from below, but he killed him from above, and he had enough lethal force, and he was miskaven. Umest and ischayiv, that lechayiv is a dumb pashut. Now, the final case of the Mishnah is the hat issue, where we have a machloikis between the Tanakama and Reb Shimon. And we'll see in the Gemara that there's going to be even a third Mandiyamar edition. Dr. Tanakam, Niskamal Hakas is a godl, Bahayyubakidel Hamas is a godl. Bahol Chalala Kotten, Umais. He wanted to go and strike the godl. And he took this baseball bat that he was doing with full force, and this would have killed the godl, no question, instantaneously. However, instead of hitting the godl ducked, and he hit the cotton instead. The same lethal force. So he was miskaven larig zeh, v'horag es zeh. Zoktu tane kama, chayiv. Even though he was not miskaven against the cotton, he was miskaven against the godel. It makes no difference since he wanted to kill. He killed someone, not the intended victim, but somebody else. Chayiv. Reb Shimon Oimer, I feel miskaven larig zeh, v'horag zeh. Even in the case when a person wanted to kill Reuven, and by mistake he killed Shimon, makes a difference, he is potur. Big machloikis Tanikama and Reb Shimon. We'll see the basis of the machloikis down below. But the Gemara is going to tell us that according to Reb Shimon, even though you are potur as in terms of execution, but he is chayiv to go and pay the dmei ha-victim. If this victim was a rocket scientist who would be sold in the market for $1 million, you got to pay $1 million to the Yorshim. So the potter of our mission, but the potter from Lisa. Yes, Mandy.
The Mishnah, first case, just to review, it says someone has in mind to kill a gun.
Yes.
And he ricochets, he aims improperly and kills a Jew.
He's potter.
Potter.
How many cases? Same thing with Rabbi Behema, same thing with Rabbi
Behema. Mind to kill a guy. The guy is Jewish.
Yeah. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that in the Gemara too. Baltimore. Jogi Mark. We started off the very, very end of the mission. It says, "Reb Shimon Oimer, I feel in the skav and argezev argezev is potter." Thank you, my Reb Shimon Ahai. Which case is Reb Shimon referring to? Ilay Masayif is going on the last case of the Mishnah. Reb Shimon pointed me boyle. In other words, Reb Shimon seems to be extremely wordy because he's just really repeating the case of the Mishnah. What did it say in the Mishnah? Two lines before Reb Shimon, it says, "Even the skav and the hakas is a god," and it was kedei lahamis is a god. He had lethal force, and he had the intent to go and kill the cotton. And instead, by mistake, he killed the cotton instead. Umeis, he's chayv. Zikrub Shimon. Yeah, feel in such a case that he wanted to go and kill the gadol. And instead he killed the cotton, he's potter. What do you mean I feel it? That's the case we're talking about. We're not adding new cases. That's mamish the case. Gadol and cotton means absolutely no difference. A Jewish child is the same thing as a Yid HaTzadik from 80, 90 years old. To all the same Jews are Jews. It's all the same. So the gadol and cotton doesn't make a difference. Bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah, man, woman, it's all the same. So that being the case, what is the afilu? Just say Rav Shimon point. Ela Aresha. Rav Shimon is really arguing on the Resha of the Mishnah. What's the Resha of the Mishnah? So we start again. What did it say in the Resha? The Skavan Arigas of Haim of Arigas Adam. Lev Yikachom Arigas Yisrael. Linafon of Arigas Ben Kayama. In all these cases he is Potter. That nobody disagrees with. That everybody agrees. But now let's make a deal. What happens if instead he wanted to go and kill Reuven and he killed Shimon, or he wanted to kill Shimon and he killed Levi, whatever, is chayev, which is the last case of the Mishnah. If Shimon oimer afilu niskav l'arigazeh, regazeh is potur. So therefore, if Shimon is not going on the fadisha case of the Resha, he's going on the diuk of the Resha. The Resha is mashma only because it was behema and he killed instead Adam, Akum, and he killed the Yisrael. But it's mashma from one Yisrael and another Yisrael, everybody would say he would be chayev. So Reb Shimon, no, he would be potur. But I mean, now the question is, why is Reb Shimon going on the Resha? After all, that is the case of the Sefer. Let Reb Shimon just say Reb Shimon pointed. Well, why does Reb Shimon have to refer back to the beginning of the Mishnah and say, but a voice, I don't learn your diuk. I disagree in the case of the inference. The inference would be Yisrael 1, Yisrael 2, Yischaif. I tell you, Phil, Yisrael 1, Yisrael 2, he's also potter. He could have just gone on the last case. That's the case in the Mishnah. So Rashi explains that the reason why Reb Shimon insists on going on the Resha, because if it was just Reb Shimon pointer, I would think that he's going on all the cases of the Mishnah, including the case right before the case of the Godoil and the Cotton. What was the case right before? Niskavan lahakis al-Mosnav. He wanted to kill the guy, but he was shooting for the masnayim, for the loins. Instead, he hit him on the heart, and the guy died. So we said already before, that's a chared of a poshet. I mean, I wanted to go and hit him over the head. Instead of hitting him over the head, I hit him on the heart. But lemaisa, the guy died, and I hit him with lethal force to go and kill him. So, avad is chayv. So, maybe he's going on that case too. Why in that case? Just like Miskaven for one, and he killed the second guy, he's potter. Is it Miskaven for Masnaim, and he killed the lay? Maybe be potter. Kamashalom, that's why the Mishnah makes it crystal clear. The Rishon is not poised, he's not going on the final case, he's going back on the original case of our Mishnah, the Dafka by Behema and Yisrael, he's talking potter. And the Tanakhama says, but Yisrael and Yisrael, he would be chayv. So Reb Shimon, no. After the Yisrael, Yisrael would also be.
Why wait in the Mishnah?
Right. He should have said it immediately.
Quiet.
You find very often, the Gemara asks those types of questions from time to time. The Gemara says because the Tana, who Achran, in this case Reb Shimon, was an idle mensch, and he didn't want to interrupt the flow of the Mishnah. The Tana Kama is giving a whole bunch of halachas, one after the other, after the other. When he's finally finished, Reb Shimon says, okay, now that I heard everything he had to say, the boy say, on your first halacha, I want you to know, Ichtingzich, I have a machloikus on that.
So he's saying that it's a different halacha for the intention of an animal, damaging an animal versus damaging a human being.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Zog the Gemara weiter. Pshita, we're up to Pshita, right?
Yeah.
Pshita, koi Reuven v'Shimon. The omanol Reuven kamachavna, v'Shimon loy kamachavna. We have Reuven and Shimon standing together. And this fellow, this Rotzeach, terrible guy, he hates Reuven. But Shimon is a nice guy. I'm nothing against Shimon. And guess what he did? He took out his revolver and he shot towards Reuven. Just that moment, Reuven and Shimon started moving on, and then instead of hitting Reuven, he hit Shimon. So what's the halacha now? We take him to Bezin, there were two Edom, say, hey, don't shoot. Guess what? He shot Shimon by accident. He intended killing Reuven, and he killed Shimon. And now, what do we do with this guy? So to Mahanu Plutai, that's the Mishnah. The Mishnah is, Rotza Lahari Gezeh, Vahari Gezeh, Zutatana Kam Bechai, and according to Shimon, you're part. That's simple. Now, what Omer lechad minayu mai? Lechad minayu, this is Nebuch reminiscent of what just happened now in Las Vegas. Rashi omel lechad minayu, kom machavna, v'leichbos lahay minayu. I could care less. I just want to kill somebody. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, it makes a difference. I'm just bloodthirsty. Reuven and Shimon are standing there. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. I could care less. Reuven, Shimon, whoever gets killed. My, what would the loch over here? Or inami. And this is what many of these cases would be for. Kesov Reuven, v'nim to Shimon. Person sees a person walking down the street. He sees him from the back. He's convinced that that is his soinei Reuven. He takes out his revolver. He shoots. And then afterwards he's so happy. Ah, I finally got rid of Reuven. And then he gets to the victim, he wants to go and give him a couple of slaps and say, I hate you, and then he turns him over, and guess what? It turns out to be Shimon. Uh-oh, what's the halacha now? We didn't talk about that halacha in our Mishnah. Here is Mischaven to this person that was walking down the street. It's not a question of Mischaven Lahari Gizeh, in a sense it is Lahari Gizeh, Lahari Gizeh. But there, Lahari Gizeh, Lahari Gizeh means two separate people are walking down the street. I wanted to go and shoot the right guy, and I shot the left guy by accident, or they changed positions.
The intention was to be a Ritzayah, so it doesn't really matter.
I agree with you, and that's why the Tanna Kamma says Chayv. But Reb Shimon says that even though his intention was being Ritzayah, if he wanted to be Ritzayah against Reuven, and he killed Shimon, he is potter. That's what Reb Shimon holds. Shimon is a great scholar.
Rav Shimon Miskavin is punk.
Yeah, but he is having Miskavin to do an act that would have the same punishment.
Exactly. But that's the Chiddush of Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon is saying that even though he was Miskavin, a Meiser Ritzicha Mamish, however, if he missed his intended target and he hit somebody else, or it was a case of mistaken identity where he thought he was killing Reuven and it turned out he was killing Shimon, my, what would be the halacha here? Toshima, the sign you learned in the writer of Shimon Omer, Ad sheyoyim leploine ani miskaven. It's got to be a miskaven for this particular individual. So therefore, if he missed Reuven and he hit Shimon, or if he hit Reuven thinking that it was Reuven, and it turned out that it wasn't Reuven, it was really Shimon. Again, a case of mistaken identity. You hear about that from time to time on the radio. Never a person died, mistaken identity, he was shot, they thought it was somebody else. Anyway, says Reb Shimon, in all these cases, he is potter. My time, what's the reason there? My time, Reb Shimon, on the cross, is the Pasuk. V'orav loy v'kom olav. Now, the Pasuk is a little fuller than that. The Pasuk begins, v'chi'iyah ish soinu l'reyeyu. Somebody hates somebody else. V'orav loy means he waited in ambush. V'kom olav, and when he came by on the street, he jumps out of ambush. He jumps on him, and he called nefesh for mason. He kills him. And now he runs away. So what is this pasuk telling us? What do I need the v'or of like that he was in ambush? Your ambush, nish ambush. It could simply say v'chiyeh ish soinu l'reyeyu v'kam olav v'yikol nefesh. Maybe you don't even need the v'kam olav v'chiyeh ish soinu l'reyeyu v'yikol nefesh or meis. But what's that for the v'or of like? And if v'or of like is actually skavin loy, it's got to be dafka him, this fellow, nobody else. V'or of loy. And therefore, if it's anybody else, need no din of misa from this pasuk. Rabbanan Amid Vir Yanai, what's Pshat and Rabbanan, where they hold that you are chayv? What do they do with this Var of Loi? Prat Lezoirik Evan Legav. Oh, and this unfortunately also reminds us terribly about the situation that happened in Las Vegas. What is this story about Zoirik Evan Legav? Rashi says, Zoirik Evan Legav is really, it may be a little bit of an expression. He's throwing a stone into the middle. Here we're talking about the middle of, Rashi says, Chabura Shobnei Odom Kusim Yisrael. There's a whole large crowd. All people are gathered together, and this person goes and throws in a big, big boulder. What's the halacha over here? Here, even the Rabbanan would agree that the person is potter. Why is he potter? What's the situation? Are you talking about that the crowd was 10 people, 90% kusim, 10% Yisraelim, 9 against 1. Typically, the Rubik Kusim. The reason why he's potter is because the rest are kusim. You don't get ritzi, you don't get misa on killing a kusi. Inami palgo palgo, even if it has to be 50-50, suffering not fashus lahakal. I'm also, since it's 50-50, you can't go and execute someone based on 50% likelihood that he's going to hit a Jew, because it's a 50% likelihood he's going to hit a kusi. And therefore, again, you wouldn't execute. So that wouldn't be a chiddush either. It's like tzricha, the chiddush is the ikatish yisrael v'kusiyacha b'nei. It's 90% yidin, 10% kusim, and What happened? He threw a stone in. We know statistically it's far more likely that he's going to kill a Yisrael than a Kusi. It's 9-1 proportion. Makes no difference. The Havale Kusi Kavua. Anytime you have a crowd all standing together for some period of time, they're considered to be kavuim b'mokaim, and every kavu is kimechzal. Mechzal tami, so this 9-1 halachically is like 50-50. Since it's 50-50, something nefashis lahakam. Well, one second. Didn't you say a moment ago, anytime you have palgu, palga, something nefashis lahakam, that's a double pashit? So, what again, what's the chiddush? What do I need the pasik? To go and tell you the din. And when you have 9-1, that you're potter. If you're telling me that 9-1 is like mechza al mechza, because it's kavua, then mechza al mechza, we said, is a double pashit. It's suffering the vashas al hakel. So what do you need? Zokt Rashi. Because the makoir of the din of kol kavua, mechza al mechza dami, is from here. We don't know it anywhere else. Even though this Gemara appears always by the Teisha Chanoyas, and you found the Bosser in the street, or you found that somebody went into one of the Chanoyas, you don't know which one he went into. So you have this Kavua, Kemechza Mechtazami, Kalapayrish, Meruba Parish. All of that is Emes. But what's the Makar? Where do you learn it from? You learn it from this Pasik. Look at the Rashi, Loi Tzricha. Rashi, 7 lines before the wide lines, the last Rashi of the narrow line, Loi Tzricha. Vashmin and Kura the Potter. Mishim Dabli Kusi Kavua Benem, since it's one Kusi among the 10. V'yalfina mehai krod, we learn from this pasuk, the chol kavua loy pachos melios nidon kemechza al mechza. Anytime you have one kavua, it takes the roiv and changes it into 50-50. V'avi safik nefashos zahakol, umehacha nafkalam b'chol duchti. Chol kavua kemechza al mechza dami. Anytime you find the Gemara, teisha chanoyis, kavua, mechza, mechza, where does that go from? Comes from our halacha, from this pasuk of v'orav loy v'kamalav, comes to tell you this din, kol kavua kemechza al mechza dami.
Well, you said, you mentioned one person, and kavua, it's a crowd. It's not stationary. It's not like stores, which are fixed to the
mechubah. That's a chiddush of our Gemara too. That is considered to be stationary. If they're all walking down the street, coming and going, you're right. But if it's zerik em legav, where everybody's assembled for a music concert, and then somebody rains down on them with bullets or boulders or whatever it happens to be, if you have a mixture of Jews and kusim, it's automatically considered to be palgo palga, mechza mechza, and if for something nefashos lahakol, according to Reb Shimon, or even according to Rabbanan, he would be potter.
And you also mentioned this the kusi is kavua, and the other
everybody here kavua. They're all standing in place.
Deemed to be kavua.
All listening to the music. No, nobody's running. Everybody's standing in one place. Bishlam the Rabbanan, the Amun is coming out of Gazeb, or Gazeb Chayiv. It says in the pasuk, "Not to anosh, not for isha hara." The Yom Reb Loza b'matzus shevemisa kosim edaber. The Chassidim are mossing even if after nevish tachas nafish. El Reb Shimon, I know that after nevish tachas nafish, my Ovid lay. What's the Gemara asking? The Gemara is now bringing a solid raya to the Rabban. What's a solid raya? A pasuk in Parashas Mishpatim, what says in the pasuk, "V'chiyinotzu anoshim." Two people are fighting. Now this is not just fighting that they're having a fist fight or they're having such a tug of war. The matzus shibamisa kosmedaber. It's not mitzvah. Matzus. Matzus is the word yinotsu, that this fight is a fight to the finish. This is a deathly fight. Each one is punching the other guy with such force, he wants to finish him off once and for good. And guess what happened? Instead of finishing off the other guy, the Nagfu Ishahara, Nebuchadnezzar, there was a pregnant lady that was walking by innocently, and unfortunately, when one of the two was striking his intended victim, instead of hitting the victim, he hit this Ishahara. And guess what happened to the Ishahara? So now there are two possibilities. First possibility is the Yotze Yiladea, Nebuch, she had a miscarriage, the Loyia Asain, but to her, Baruch Hashem, she remained alive. Nothing happened to her. It was just a miscarriage of the babies. Anish, you have to go and pay to the Baal Isha, to the husband, the Demei Velotis. The next passage is the Masad Yeh. However, if this deadly force was such that it didn't just kill the Velotis, but it killed the mommy, it killed the pregnant woman, for Nesata Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. Pashup Shap means Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, means you're going to go and kill this Roitzeach, who intended killing the victim, but by mistake killed this pregnant lady. Ah, so you see, that's the case of the Rabban of our Mishnah. The Niskav on the Hari Gazette, he wanted to go the Chiyinotsu Anoshim. One of them wanted to hit the other one. Reuven is trying to kill Shimon. Shimon is trying to kill Reuven. Reuven was more aggressive and more powerful. And instead of killing Shimon, if he killed Nebuch, this pregnant woman, what's the din? Nefesh tachan nefesh. His bechoyer is Dr. Yomar, is Dr. Rabban. I have a riot to me. You have to go and give nefesh mamish. Back to the Yomar Nochamom. Zong Rabbana, Bishlam Rabbana, Yamin Eskav, and Haragis, where it says, Chayiv, the Chsivich, and Otsen, Oshim, Nok, for Yishahara, of Yom Rablazar, Ben Matzah, Shem Isa, Kosim, Medaber. We're talking about not just a fist fight, we're talking about a deathly fight, a fight to the finish. The Chsiv, how do I know we're talking about a fight to the finish? Maybe it was just a friendly altercation. No. The Chsiv is in the possibility of Chosen Yir, if somebody dies, in this case, not just somebody, but the woman dies, it's not the nefesh tachan nefesh. Then you have to go and pay dearly with your life. Nefesh tachan nefesh. El Reb Shimon, having no satan nefesh nefesh, my upper leg. What is Reb Shimon going to do with this pasuk? It says nefesh tachan nefesh. Every Gemara, mamoin. Shimon says, when it says nefesh tachas nefesh, it's akin to what you have ayin tachas ayin, shein tachas shein. It doesn't mean literally an eye for an eye or tooth for a tooth. Here, this nefesh means mamon, you go and pay money, the value of the woman that Nebuch was killed. Okay, Rabbi, like Rabbi says, Sanya, Rabbi Oyman Sat Nefesh Achaz Nefesh. Mamon means money. Atoy mamon eni ala nefesh mamish. Nemer nefina lamata, but nemer nefina lamala. Where does it say the two, lamata and lamala? Here it says in the Pasuk, Venosata Nefesh Achaz Nefesh. Nosata means nefina. That's one nefina. And then it says, if Chas Hashalom, you don't kill the woman, but you kill the children, they are miscarried, v'nosam b'flilim. It also says the lashon of nesina, and that v'nosam b'flilim means the demei havlodos. Malalon mamoin afkan mamoin, and therefore, this is what you asked, I think, Barry in the Mishnah. Okay, Yitzhakah says that the person is potter. Does he have to go and pay money? And the answer is yes. He has to go and pay money for the fact that he killed this individual, in this case, the pregnant lady. He killed her. It was an accident. I didn't intend killing the president, but I did intend killing somebody. Potter Mimisa, but Chayev be moment. Omer Rava Haidaton Bechazkia, Mafka Midrebi, Umafka Midraban. What the Gemara is telling us now is there's a third Tana, which is even a bigger chiddush than both Rabbanan and Reb Shimon, where this Tana, Tana Bechesky, holds that if a person killed someone by accident, a case of mistaken identity, he wanted to kill Reuben and he killed Shimon instead, cases that we had on the Amud Aleph, in all cases, not only is he potter, like Reb Shimon said, Mimisa, he doesn't even have to pay any money. Where does Tana Bechaski get this from? Tana Bechaski. Maki Odom Maki Behema. We have one pasuk where the two parts of the pasuk the Chayra are unrelated. The pasuk begins Umaki Behema Yishalmena Umaki Odom Yumas. Maki Behema, if someone kills somebody else's Behema, Yishalmena, he's got to pay. Behemoth was worth $1,000, pay him $1,000. Makabem Yishalmena. Well, Makiyonim, what happens if somebody kills an Odom, a person, then you must, then he gets Misa. So therefore, the two parts of the Pasuk are talking about someone who kills Reisha, he killed a Behemoth, pay. Sefer, he killed an Odom, you must, he pays with his life. What is the reason why the Torah brings these two together in one Pasuk? Tana Bechazkia, Maki Odom Maki Behema, I have a hekish. Ma Maki Behema, Loi Chilakta Ba Bein Shekel Amazim Bein Neskam Al Nishenim Neskam Bein Derech Yiril Derech Al Diyil Apaitre Mamel Lechai Bein Mamel. Anytime a person killed somebody else's animal, that is a hezik. It's a hezik of Avada, he's killed a living being, the Behema, but like, since this is only Mamelis, it's not Nefashis, it's considered to be a case of Mamelis. And since it's only Mamelis, he's a mazik. He's mazik the other person. Until now, this person owned a behemoth worth $1,000. Now he owns a carcass which is worth $20. So there's been a mazik. By mazik, Barry quoted earlier that a mazik is Adam Muad La'olam. Ben Or, Ben Yoshin, Ben Mezid, Ben Shogig, Ben Neratzin, Ben Shaloy Neratzin. Makes no difference. In all cases, you are chayv. So just like Maki Behema, you're always chayv. Rashi points out that Chirid and Derech Aliyah really are inappropriate vis-a-vis Bahama. We make those distinctions Lagabe, a person who unfortunately went and killed someone Bishogeh by chopping wood, and it was, the question is whether the hatchet was on the upward swing, on the downward swing. But since it's appropriate for the Adam, that's why we're bringing it in the Reisha part, the Gabbadi Behema. It makes a difference in all cases. You never say Lepoitre Mammon, El Lechaive Mammon. You're always Lechaive Mammon, regardless of the circumstances. You're Mazik the other person's possessions. You are Chayiv. Ah, Maki Adam, same thing now applies. If Chas Hashem, someone killed someone else, Leitachlik Boy. Bein Shoyig Lemezid, Bein Miskaven, Lesheinim Miskaven, Bein Derech Yerida, Derech Aliyah, in all cases you're parted from having to pay money. Now what means in all cases you're parted from having to pay money? If in fact he killed the other guy, the mazid, of course he's parted. What Tanu Bechezki is introducing is something that we learn and we hear about from time to time, that this is what we call chayove misois shoygigin, which means even though you're not going to go and inflict upon him misa because it was a shogeg, nevertheless he's still parter men hamamain, and that's from this lima, this chayove misois shoygigin from here. I'm sorry,
on what grounds?
What grounds? The grounds is because the Kodesh Baruch Hu said that certain aveirois and certain sins that a person commits are so grave that you cannot get an atonement just by paying money. And therefore, if a person killed someone, had he killed him intentionally, he would have gotten Misa. He doesn't go and pay Mamoin because you don't inflict on him two punishments. If he went and killed someone Bishogeg, he still doesn't have to go and pay money because the grave sin of killing someone is such that the money doesn't even come into the discussions. It's not even on the table. Well, you killed somebody. You don't talk about mummies.
What about from the standpoint of paying the damages that the other person suffered?
The family loses a wage earner.
In other words, it's not a punishment to this fellow, but it's payment
compensation
to the person.
Right.
And that's Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says in the Amud Aleph, just like you said, that if Chas Hashem, someone gets killed, even though it's Bishogeg, he has to pay Demei Ho'isha Yitin Li Yorsheha. The Yorushim have to go and get the value of the person. That's the Chiddush of Tanu Bechezki. He disagrees and he says, no, just like by killing a behemoth, it makes no difference what the circumstances were. In all cases, you have to pay. Killing an Adam in all circumstances, you never pay. Sometimes, of course, you pay with your life, but you never pay money. Never pay cash. Oh. Now the question is, let's analyze the words of Tanu Bechezki. He says, also the Kabi Odom Litachlik bein shoygig lemezid bein miskaven lesheinim miskaven. Isn't miskaven and sheinim miskaven the same? Aren't these just synonyms for shoygig lemezid? So fake them on. My sheinim miskaven, ilam sheinim miskaven, klal. I didn't intend killing anybody. It wasn't my fault. I was chopping wood. I didn't intend killing someone. I'm shoygig. So what's the difference between shoygig and miskaven? Elipshit is talking about our case. Shame is coming, Lizer, El Lizer. He wanted to go and kill Reuven, and by mistake he went and killed Shimon. Uktani, and what does Tani Bechezki say? Uktani lechayve mamin, El lepoitre mamin. You're never mechayve money in all cases, you pater. Break tomorrow, the Eid bar ketoluhu, my Yisrach lemiftari mamin. If he went, if he is a bar ketoluhu, meaning, if we would learn like the Rabbanan, that we're going to kill this Reit Seach for killing the unintended victim. No, it's a chadav pasha. Everybody knows you're parted from mamayim. That's the din of kam lei et rabbi minei. Elav shmamin ezekmendach la bark talu. Even though I hold like Reb Shimon and now like Tanu Bechezki, that if you intended to kill Reuven, you kill Shimon, you're a parter from misa la bar mamayinu, but you don't have to pay either. And that's why Rav is started off by saying that Tanu Bechezki, not only does he disagree with the Rabbanan that you don't kill a person who killed someone else by mistake, by accident, but even is mafkia from Rebbe and Reb Shimon that you don't have to pay mamain either. Zero. So if you look at the Rashi, second line from the top, the Rabbanan mechayv ilei misa. That's what the Rabbanan say in our Mishnah. You don't get Misa, but you got to pay money. Wow. So we have a three-way machloikis, and this is major machloikis. This is huge. According to the Rabbanan, Niskaven Lahari Gezeh, Bahari Gezeh, you go and hang the guy, you kill him. You go and you don't hang him, but you go and decapitate him. You go and give him hereg, as we say in the Mishnah. Of course, you have to have edim, etc. The guy made a case of, according to Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says, no, you don't kill the guy, but you have to pay mamon. The person goes scot free from this. Of course, the Kodesh Baruch Hu upstairs has his cheshbonos. You have no, don't worry about it. Hashem will take good care of him. And like Rashi says, how does it happen that someone killed somebody else b'shogeg? Because very well that person was really a ritzeach b'mezid, but he hit the wrong guy. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I'll take care of him, and I'll have the second guy go and kill him by accident.
This recalls that email you sent around about the fellow texting the while driving.
Right.
Because he's texting, so he's effectively he's
a rodef.
He's a rodef. A rodef the shogig, as it were,
Mm-hmm.
Because of that, he's putter from paying, according to, I think, Rabbi Lasher, he said.
I didn't say that's what the email says.
Right.
If you want to know for sure, go and ask a recognized posse.
No. I'm not saying you're posking or anybody's posking. I'm saying it's a theory. It's an argument that you can make in the same way that once someone commits a crime of capital consequences,
mm-hmm.
then.
Capital proportions,
thank you. Their financial liability evaporates.
Exactly.
They're filters on their phones, so they're doing it with cashers.
Would say that, you'd say to the person, is an Amber Semite.
No.
Let's continue on. Look the Mishnah. It's a problem, and we have to continue the Mishnah. Look the Mishnah. Roy Tziachin is Arbachayrim. Poshav Shad Roy Tziachin is Arbachayrim means that he killed. And we know that he killed, and we saw him kill, and then after that, he immediately rushed into a crowd of 5, 10, 20 people, and now nobody can identify him because he's just one guy out of many. So what do you do now? You have all these people, you know one of them, but you don't know which one. So you know, okay, cool, what question do you do? If you die, you're going to the keeper, you go and take them all and put them into a jail, and you let them all die a natural, wow, unnatural death. Now this is very hard to understand. These are innocent people standing around. A ratzeach jumps in and you put them on the keeper. So Gemara is going to reject that notion momentarily.
You can't convict someone with
exactly collective punishment for a whole group.
Right.
They suffer as well. Sure. Mitchell, we're going to see in the Gemara. Don't be nervous about that. We're going to address it shortly. Next Mishnah. Next part of Mishnah. Kol chayavim nisus shenis arvu zeh bezeh. Anytime you have a bunch of jails in the jail system, and you have in one jail you have the Nehrogin, not the Nehrogin, you have the Nisrofin, and the other one you have the Niskolin. Niskolin and Nisrofin means that it already happened. So it didn't happen yet. You had a bunch of people that were supposed to get skewed in one jail.
Charges.
They were already convicted.
Okay,
now, normally this would all happen instantaneously in the same day. For some reason, they couldn't go and do it in the same day. It was a rainy day. They had to go and put the Skila guy into one jail, then put the Sreifa guy into another jail. Then after that, they opened up the jail so that everybody should be able to go and eat lunch. And the side was there, but then I don't remember which way. Was it Smith or was it Jones? Is he the Skolin guy? Is he the Srofim guy? What do you do? The Doina Mikali. You have to go and give him the lesser, like Yesh B'chal Masayim Mana. You can't go and give somebody a Muhammad Dikamisa if he doesn't deserve it.
So you give him the. Both of them get the lighter one, and then.
Both get the lighter one. Exactly right. So now the question is, which one is the lighter, which is the Muhammad? And the Mishnah now repeats what we learned already in great detail a couple of weeks ago. Haniskom and Nisrofim. If you have a mixture of Skila and Sreifa, so it depends how you hold. According to Shimon, the Sreifa is the Muhammad, and therefore the Doina Mikali. Everybody will get Skila. Just Sreifa Chamura. The Chamayman, no, the Doina like we had this machlekes. Omer Reb Shimon said, "Now to Chum, Ilay Hoyis the Sreifa Chamura. I'll prove to you that Sreifa is Chamura. If it wasn't for the fact that Sreifa Chamura nitzel the Bas Koyin Shezinsa, the whole reason why the Torah upgraded and promoted the Bas Koyin Shezinsa, she gets Sreifa because Sreifa is Chamur. And remember, this is Reb Shimon Lishitasai that holds that you give Sreifa even to an Arusa, and Arusa Balas Yisrael would get." Skila. Now we're doing an upgrade to Baskoyin and saying, oh, no Skila, we give Sreifa. Is the Chaklur Raya that Sreifa is more Chomer than Skila? Of course, the Rabbanim disagree and they hold that the din of Sreifa only applies to a Nisua, not to an Arusa. Umrulai. So the Chum now respond in kind to Rav Shimon, and they say, I mean, the worst crimes that one can do against the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Megadev Chas HaSholem, Bir Chas HaShem, or Oyved Avodah Zarah, and they get Skila. That's big time. That's huge. Is the Chalai that Skila is huger than Sreifa. Amachlekes. And the same machlekes we have now, Hanerog V'Nechmakim. If you had the lesser penalties, people that should be Nereg, and people that should be Nechnak, Reb Shimon Oymer B'Sayif. Again, Reb Shimon holds the Shitasai that Chenek is more Chomer than Sayif. How does Reb Shimon know that Chenek is more Chomer than Sayif? You remember we have the Gemara, because Reb Shimon says that the Anshe Ir HaNidachas, the Nidochim, they go and get Cherf. Like it says in the Torah, Shekilim O Lefi Cherf. Mashenkin, the Madichei Ir HaNidachas Reb Shimon holds, they get Chenek. Which one is worse, Madichim or Nidachim? Of course, Madichim are worse. So Reb Shimon holds that Chenek is more Chomer, so they got mixed up. You give him Saif. Chomayim v'Chenek. Chom hold the case of Madichim and Nidachim. They get Skila, so you have no right from that case. They hold that Chenek is more Chomer than Saif. So, same machlokes, we had this earlier. Anyway, we start the beginning of the Mishnah again. A Ritzeach got mixed in with a bunch of Acherim. Kulam turim, and Rabbi Yehuda says you put them into a keeper. Freitim amanachem, who are the achem? Ilim achem ksheir. We talk about innocent bystanders that they're just standing there. Boom! This fellow ran into them. Lepshita, how can you go and do anything other than patter them? He have a majority, or at least one or two others that are regular ksheirim. You're gonna go and kill them because this fellow is a ritzeach. Pshita. The sub b'hal leim Rabbi Yehuda b'koinsleis of the keeper. That's impossible. Doesn't make sense. And because of that, the Gemara is going to have now three possible shots in the Mishnah. Pshat number one is Amr Bavol Omer Shmuel. Hachem Reitzeach Shalei Nigmar Dinoi Shemsar Beroitzchem, where they were Nigmar Dina. In other words, today we have an assembly line of Reitzchem, even though normally one Bezin is not supposed to go and do capital cases in one day. But you remember what I said before, but if it's on the exact same ground, exact same circumstances,
the witches.
With the witches. Yeah, but then Gemara said a Rosh Hashanah. Exactly. But anyway, exactly. The ganze masse. But bottom line is, you had multiple rotzchim in one day.
I remember the story.
Of course, you remember the Gemara vividly. I'm so proud of you, Reb Simcha. But the Gemara is telling us you had confirmed rotzchim and you had nigmar dina, and then you had one ritzeach shalei nigmar dina. They didn't have a chance to issue their final psak yet, and he got mixed in together with them shenig madin askina. So what's the machlekes? Rabbanan Sabri ain't goyim dina shel odem ela befana. The only way we can go and finish off the gemardin of this fellow shenig madinai is if we bring him in front of Bezdin, and we don't know who the guy is, so we can't bring him in front of Bezdin. Hilchah kulam peturim. So of course everybody's saying to himself,
bring them all in front of Bezdin. Of course.
So Rashi already before Zakasha, the second line of the wide lines of Rashi down below, Elabafanav, Kivan de Ein Makyun Oisai, they have you befanav. Since they're bringing into Bezdin 3, 5, 10 people, one of whom is the Einoi Nigmar Dinoi guy, but I don't know who it happens to be, that's not called befanav. Befanav means that I know exactly who we're talking about, the criminal. If it's one out of several, even though they're all criminals, but nevertheless I don't know who this particular person is, that's not deemed befanav. That's where they all pop.
So bring the Aiden back and identify him in the lineup.
If we could, we would, but apparently you can't. Rabbi Yehuda Miftarino Ligami Namilai, Kim Drotzchan, they're all Rotzchan. Hilka Kai says the keeper, you're gonna put them on the keeper, I'm not gonna go and execute them. It's gonna happen on his
Shevatas.
I'm sorry?
And then there's
feet, so right away till
like, unfortunately. But Auschwitz was not
liquidated. Freed? Liberated.
So the Russians were coming. And but this is that the guards ran away.
Right.
So one of the guys went into the storage place there and he put on a pair of boots, you know. So when the Russians came, they chopped the guy, thought he was really
German.
Was German. So he's sitting there now, what's he going to do? He's sitting there with all the, so the same sort of him on. So he took him miles away, he's sitting with all these, so he's with all the Russians together, these animals. Kitzer, he sees a flick of a Jew. who's the Rosh Hashanah. Shema Yisrael Hashem HaKeshem HaKad. Two hours later, Cain got back.
Oh.
So, but that's all. That was, so he says he didn't have the every he deep down to fulfill them. But anyway, the point is, he said it's the same toilet like also.
It
was pretty innocent, but since he was wearing the boots of the German.
Valdik. Shkoyach. So getting back to our Gemara, the Gemara said, if it's taka, totally innocent people, we would never say in our Mishnah that the Chiddush Kum Peturim. Of course Kum Peturim, and if you would never say put them on the keeper. But since we're talking about this fellow who is an Einu Nigmar Dina Yiritzeach, together with other real 100% full-fledged Rotzchem, says Shmuel, according to Tanakama, they're all going to be freed by the fact that I cannot go and identify who the Ritzach is and who's the Ritzach Shaloi Nigmar Dina. Says Rabbi Yehuda, Chul Liba B'chas, they're all a bunch of Rotzchem. They put them all in the Kippah and they're all going to die.
But what?
You
don't let
them
out because
they're
a danger to society.
Good, fine. Yeah, that's the Tanakama, that's the Rabban. Now, I'm sorry, that was the Pshat of Rabbavo Omer Shmuel. Now, Rish Lakish Omer. But if you're talking about one person getting mixed in with other people, everybody would agree across the board. In other words, it would not be a machloikis. You would not put him to kippah. You can only kill a person if you know for sure he is the one that was reitzeh. And therefore, what's the case of Mishal Hacha Bishar? Even though the Lashon of Mishal is Reitzeh,
right.
It's a Shor Reitzeh. Talking about, are you sure? Yeah, I'm sure. That's the Pshat of the Mishnah. Hacha Bishar, Shalai Nigmatina, Shesar, Bishvorim Achayim. Hoi, hoi, Nebuch, Abroch. Anyway, you have a Shor, Shalai Nigmatina, and as you know, Shor has the same rules and regulations like a person, right? Zayden Basik. What's the Lashon of Basik?
Can he says Shor Kach Mises Abba?
Yeah, what's the Lashon of Basik? Ashur Yisokel, the Gamba, all of you must. Ah, so you learn one from the other. So, no. So, therefore, Sashul Dok is talking about Adam, Kuliam, the Pigid Pot. Here we're talking about Ashur Shling Medina, Shizabak, Bishwar Machet, Shnigma Dina. Come if we. The one in Savak, Mizbal Kaf, Mizbal Shar. Then Goyim Dina Shoshar Ella Bafanov. And I have to go and take the Shar in front of the Bezdin. So, I'm going to take the Shar together with all the other Shvarim. There's no way I can go and identify one Shar against the other. If I can't identify Jones as opposed to Smith, how am I going to go one shor against the other shor? I'll never be sure which shor is the shor. Helka, that's why it's an akam of the opat. Rabbi Yehuda Sabar, according to the keeper, we take all the shvarim into a keeper, and then they all die in that.
Why not shech them? I mean, let's get why it's such a loss for the shvarim.
We're going to talk about that shor. Anyway, so far we have two shortim in the Mishnah. One is talking about an Adam Bein Haroitzchim. Second shot is talking about the Shor Bein the Shvar Machayim. Now, these Shvar Machayim are not innocent Shvar. These are not Shayim. These are Nigmar Dinon Shvar.
Okay.
And these guys all deserve to die in the first place. Amar Rava. Rava says that cannot be the Pshat in the Mishnah. Why not? Because Ihachi, Heinrich Tani Allah, there's a Braisa on this Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yossi. What does Rabbi Yossi say? Afilu Abba Chalafta Beinayim. Even if Abba Chalafta is among them. Rabbi Yossi referred to Chalafta as being Abba Chalafta, because as Barry just pointed out, because Abba Chalafta was the father of Rabbi Yossi. And therefore, occasionally, Gemara Taka says Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta, as opposed to, for instance, Rabbi Yossi Haglili, there's Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta. So he said that even if my father were among them, the same halacha would apply. Now, what does that mean? So I can understand if it was like the original Kasha the Gemara. Ma'an Acheirim, Ilem Acheirim Ksheirim. The Gemara said that cannot be the Pshat, the Gemara. It cannot. So this is what's got to be talking about. Roitzeh Shloi Nigma Dinoi, Shinesar V'Roitzeh Acheirim. So you're telling me that even if my father is one of them, would he speak about his father that way? And why would he talk about his father? He mean, if anybody, Yankel, Beryl, Shemar, Vosep, Zdavka, his father, that doesn't make sense. And it's certainly not the case of Shvarim. Shvarim, we're talking about animals. Ela Marava, Hakikama, brand new pshat. Shnayim, Shoyim, Oindin. Two people were standing next to each other on the street. The Yotzachetz, Vinayim, and one shot an arrow, and Nebuch killed someone. Vaharag. And Nebuch killed a third person. And now, immediately the police come on the scene, and they go, and they know for sure it came from that direction. These are the only two guys are there, and they try to find the revolver, they try to find the bow, they try to find the arrow. They cannot find anything more. They found it on the ground. And we don't know who is the one that shot the arrow or shot the gun. You can't go and say, well, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, I'm going to choose one of the two. I don't know which one it is. One of the two. Even if among those two, or between those two, one of them was Abba Chalafta, Zatrashi, who is a chazak, everybody knew he was a chosid gadol, a tzadik hador. Imagine the Chofetz Chaim is standing there with some hoodlum, and a shot goes out from a gun, or an arrow goes out from a bow and arrow, and kills someone. Would I be choshed that the Chofetz Chaim did it? Says Riyosa, makes no difference. Even if Abba Chalafta was one of the two, they're both potur, because you cannot execute someone based on circumstantial evidence. You have to know for sure that he was the horeg, the reitzach, and therefore that's the pshat in the Mishnah. Reitzach nesar b'achirim. If you had one reitzach among two or three or four that he went and shot from among those two or three or four, so to Tana Kama, when you go and shoot and they can't identify who the shooter is, they're all potter. Yeah, but then we have a problem with Rabbi Yehuda. You can't say Koyser is the keeper. Yes. What's
that? If you have more than two, so they can be aces on the one who shot.
They didn't see. They were all talking about the daf at that time, and they didn't see who's the one that killed. Anyway, the Gemara zok yet azay zok shnayim shi oyim liyotz chayt v'neim mahar v'shneim turim even abba chalafta. But now that makes sense in the Tanakh Kama, that I see that there are two people, three people. One of them is avad yiritzeh he shot, but I don't know who it is. They're all part. But what does the Buddha say now? Koinsin oisin the keeper. No, take them on. You can take all these people abba chalafta, put them in the keeper, they should go and die. Says Yimar Ena Chanami. You're right. We start now a brand new case. Reitzeh shnayim abba chayim kulam b'turim. Everybody agrees to that. Stop. Period. What happened if instead of being a person, a reitzach, it was a shar that was standing around? Look at the Gemara Vayter. The shar shenigmar dinoi. Nigmar dinoi. That we know for sure that he's going to be a shar hanisko. We paskin skila. Shinisar bishwar machayim ma'alia that got mixed into good, nice shwar, fine and good, good shwar, innocent shwarim. Cyclone oisan, the Tanakhama says in such a case we go and kill all of them. And now Barry's going to say, how can he go and kill the other animals? The other animals are innocent. So Rashi asks this question. And Rashi says, there's not going to be a hefsid to the Balaam, because since this animal that killed the Sharon Nisko, he's Osibana, got mixed into the other animals, and we have a halacha that a barrier doesn't become bottled. Shaminian or a barrier. Therefore, all of these animals are now going to become Osibana anyway, and therefore the Balaam are not going to lose anything by having their animal stoned. They're not allowed to have Hano, they can't sell, they can't do anything with it. So therefore, we might as well go and be Makai in the midst of Skila on one of them. In other words, if they're three, four, five animals, if we're going to give all of them skila, at least one of them got skila kalacha, and the balaam are not going to lose out, because anyway they're all osir biha. No. So you look at the Rashi, the El Omarov Rashi, you don't have to go through the whole thing. Oh, let's go through the whole thing. El Omarov, second of the narrow light. Vishloi hukala bezdin k'omar. It's talking about the bezdin couldn't identify who the shooter was. We're going back on the Rashi. He's going shnaim oim din biyotachetz v'neim. Ve'in yoidim ezmehen zrokoi a an archer shot, but I don't know who's the archer. And Omer Abiyah, even my father, everybody knows that he was not the shooter. Even though it's a cheskis kashus, mamish, ah, the Chofetz Chaim makes no difference. The other guy goes free. Rabbi Yehuda, my dear. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue. Everybody agrees. Rabbi Yehuda, the Omer Koyt says, the keeper, he's not going on that case. El Hachikom et Tanakama. Tanakama says, we add now, Chesuri Mechzer Masnis, and I have to add a few more words to the Mishnah. After I finish the case of the Reitzach case, and now I add, Yushor Shenig Mardinoi, who got mixed in with other Shvarim, which were Ma'aliyah, which were regular, normal Shvarim. So I can, oh, you say we kill all of them. Why? To Al Karcha Kulu Asir Bana, they're all Asir Bana. Then Hefsel Ba'alim Beskila. If they're going to be killed, the Balaam are not going to lose anything, because anyway, also we're not. Hilkach, Soikon, Oysa, Kedisha, Tiskai, Mitzah, Skila, Bimuchoyibah. At least we're going to be Mekai in the Mitzah, Skila, by killing all of them. So getting back to Agimara, Vishar Shnig Medina, Shizar, Vishwam, Achim, Ma'aliyah, Soikon, Oysa, all of them. But you know, I'm going to the keeper. In such a case, going to the keeper, like Rashi said, because there's no loss. And the Gemara is going to continue Mitchem tomorrow, but Tanya, I'll bring you a raya from a braisa, just like we learned. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Isai, and a good Yom Tif, and a very good Yom Tif.